Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
What the fuck is happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast. We are back after a week off, I do believe. We'll get into that in a fucking second. Today's Monday, the 24th of February, recording ahead of Tuesday, you know. You miss 1 week, but, you know, that means you don't have a podcast for 2 weeks. And I'll tell you what happened, guys, before we move on. I'll tell you what, do we have anything to plug? Let me just check. I actually don't think we do, because, as you know, having a bit of downtime. The next fucking 4th of March will be the next Laverys Comedy Club. Probably there is a lineup sorted for that, but I don't know what it is as we speak, okay? Because nothing's been organized, but here we are. We're back after 2 weeks delivering the motherfucking podcast. Now, here's the crack. We have a new piece of kit here, okay? And it's entirely brought to you by the people who sign up to the Patreon. You've been donating away there for... And at this point, I'll be honest... We're working on a sort of blind boy system where it's like, here, if you want to contribute, just contribute. And for a long time, sort of like, there's nothing really to give back to you. But right now, we were able to buy a new podcasting desk, okay? Which is, you know, it's all gone back in. We're moving into a new premises where it'll be just recording podcasts the whole time. We're going to get them processed. And the people who contribute to the Patreon will be getting actual fucking... hardcore stuff. Not hardcore stuff, but you know what I mean. You'll be getting actual product for paying for stuff. Hopefully that'll be 4 podcasts a month with guests that will then get later released on the regular stream. So if you don't pay anything, you will eventually get it, but you will be getting, you know, 4 podcasts a month. So that's pretty cool. We got the new podcast desk. Hopefully it sounds good. Took me a while to set up. Went to record last week. I was waiting on a piece of equipment or a small connection to make the whole fucking thing work. That arrived. And we've also been working on the new office space, which will get us fucking, you know, eyes are too big for my belly. That, I don't know how that applies right now. But, you know, you get a new office and you're like, bro, fucking half an hour in there, we're going to have it set up. And that's not the case. We're actually going to move in. And then you realize, okay, not a lot of power outlets in here. Gonna have to get an electrician. Waiting on an electrician. You know, there was a floor in there. It was originally gonna keep the floor. And then it was like, no, we're gonna have to fucking carpet this whole thing. So there's gonna have to be a carpet goes in. The place is actually massive. So I'm gonna have to build a partition, which makes the room smaller. So that the sound quality is good. You know, we're in an empty garage right now. Hopefully it's okay. So in my head... this week or last week even, I should have been in the office, but there's a few things we got to go through, and then we'll have a fucking big epic opener podcast where we'll have a bunch of guests all in the one podcast. But it's going to be fucking sweet, man. And I'm wearing, you know, a camo. This is a jungle camo, like a sort of Vietnamese tiger camo jacket, and also the general hats are camo. And that's another thing, we're waiting on this new office so that we can get in, so that we can keep our stock there so we can get it online, and then we can fucking sell some hats to some fucking people who want them. You know what I mean? It's all fucking go, man. It's all go, you know? And I shave my face, and I'm wearing these things, and I couldn't look more like a raper. And that's just fact. You know what I mean? Also, this new thing has a nice... Can you hear that? I can slide it up and down. That's what she said. Oh.
Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul,
Colin Jettis.
It's Jettis, actually.
Jettis.
Jettis.
Jettis. Jettis. Jettis.
Fuck you. Ooh, yeah, you know, we can just slide that up and down. Unbelievable. So here we are. We'll catch up on all the shit we've missed over the last while. This podcast doesn't have any questions because, you know, normally we get to the end and we're like, oh, let's answer some questions. But come on, unless someone really wants to fucking know something very specific, you can still send me a question. But I'm not be doing this open call for questions every week, because it just descends into like stuff I've already talked about. And there's 14,000 podcasts out there in Northern Ireland alone, and all of them require questions every week. So let's just, you know, let's fucking take ourselves out of that game. There are no fucking questions. Okay. If I have a guest on one of these bonus podcasts that I'm going to bank, I'll take questions for them. Cause you know, I think you've got all you want out of me. You know what I'm saying? And then we'll get some questions out of some other people. In all seriousness though, I went to shave my face and took it down a wee notch too far. And I don't look good, man. You know, I'm one of these guys where I don't look good when I shave. And I would look worse, in fact, if I had hair. If I shaved and had hair, I would just look like a complete fucking... like I should be hanging around outside of school with a pair of binoculars. You know what I mean? The pedo papers are on. It's all good. What have we missed? There's been a lot of shit in the last couple of weeks, hasn't there? You know, Caroline Flack fucking offed herself. That's a terrible way to put it. I mean, she was essentially fucking bullied to death. You know, by other women. And that's feminism. No, I mean, it's a lot to do with the papers and stuff. But she, yeah, she fucking obviously was taking a lot of flack. You know, no pun intended. And, you know what I mean? She's just getting fucking shit online. And she was probably just by herself and was like, listen, why is the world turned on me right now? All I did was smack my boyfriend with a lamp. And, you know, who hasn't done that? And the next minute, it all piles up on her and she fucking kills herself. And then everyone turns around and it's like, this is an absolute shame. And you're like, hold on a second. 2 minutes ago, you were calling her fucking turbo slut for, who knows, banging Harry Styles. I mean, that was the questionable thing, wasn't it? It's always the other way around. It's always like, imagine you were a 17-year-old and some old doll was trying to, or some fucking 36-year-old was trying to bang you. You know, you'd be like, oh, that's predatory, that's weird. But if you're like a 17-year-old dude and Caroline Flack fucking, you know, sucks, yeah. No harm, no foul, you know what I mean? Harry Styles is probably like, listen, I read Caroline Flack, and let me tell you something, it was one, he was like a bodybuilder eating meals. He's like, listen, it was one of 8 meals that day. I was busting loads. Like, it was going out of fashion at that time. You know what I mean? So, who gives a fuck? But, yeah, that's the internet for you. Trollsville. Just slagging people and everyone's like, be kind and all this here shit. You know? Which you can't, you know what I mean? It makes sense. That's why we're talking about on this podcast about the dead-on mafia. You know what I mean? We're talking about the dead-on. Just be fucking dead-on. Why have you to fucking slag people online? Here's the thing. I come on here and I slag plenty of people, but at least I'm saying it. You know, I'm putting a face to the slabbering. Not online with a fucking egg emoji as my face, just giving out shit to people. They're like hecklers, right? There's a documentary about, it might actually be called Heckler by Jamie Kennedy, I think it is. Did he make that movie? And the opening line is Joe Rogan going, 100% of hecklers are fucking losers or something like that. And it's the same as commenting online. See when people just willy-nilly are like, oh yeah, fuck her, fucking stupid bitch. You know, you're what are you basing that on? And the person reading that is going like, I imagine you would be almost not annoyed that someone's calling you a fucking bitch. It's the ignorance around it. You'd be like, you don't even fucking know me. You know what I mean? You sit in an office all day, you take one look at me, you don't even know anything about me, and then you're like, fuck this fucking ugly, stupid bitch. There was a page there that someone shared from a magazine, and it was one of these shitty fucking magazines, and I know a lot of places are boycotting them now. You know, a lot of beauty places are like, we're not having any magazines in the waiting room or anything, because it just makes people slobber. But it was honestly this page, and it was like, you know, like it would have a little line to your hair and be like, oh, here's her fucking stupid dyed hair, which she dyes because it's probably grey because she's fucking old and disgusting. Oh, here's her fucking shitty eye makeup covering her fucking crow's feet because she's an old silly bitch and should be fucking retired. Here's her fucking whatever. Yeah, because she fucking read Harry Styles and she should probably just fucking kill herself. You know, it's like, Imagine sitting in a, you worked in a place and they're like, right, have we any ideas? And you're like, what about you, Sandra? And she's like, well, I thought we could just do a full page spread of us basically berating a fucking TV presenter for absolutely nothing. It seems unfair. Like, I don't give a shit about... Here's the thing, you shouldn't give a fuck anyway. TV presenter? Who gives a fuck? Is it because she was tied in with, like, you know, what do you call it? Love Island, and it's all very fucking judgy. I mean, the whole show is judgy, isn't it? Like, you know, we've all sat at home and someone will walk out and you'll be like, is she even hot enough to be on this? You know, if everyone's supposed to be young and hot, and then you get the odd one. That girl last year who had, like, veneers on her teeth from the middle across, one direction. You know, you've seen her and you're like, she's not quite on the hotness level of the rest of these fucking turbo hoes. Turbo hoes. You know, not like... Well, maybe they're losing their standards, you know what I mean? That Scottish girl. She's just thrown in the mix. You put your fake eyelashes on, get your extensions in, you say, I'll fucking eat your arse, man. I don't know where I'm going with this, but yeah, it seems insane that you were able to just slag someone so much that you would be at home and it would all just build up and it would be too much and you just feel like you'd have to kill yourself. Which is mad, but then you also feel sad. You're like, why is there so many, like, how could there be nobody around her or something like that there? You know what I mean? You feel like if you were really that bad, you would have at least someone around you that would be aware of the situation or something. It's so fucking crazy. Maybe it's just that game. Maybe just that fame game is gross, like, and, you know, I suppose, like... That's contradictory, me sitting here going, because if you want to be successful as a comedian, a lot of people have to know you, and, you know, you have to know, a lot of people have to know you to come see you in their thousands, you know what I mean? But there's something about being a comedian where it's kind of like, you're never allowed to really fucking step it up to, like, superstar level. You know, most comedians are like, yeah, I'm fucking famous, but you know what I mean? I'm still a fucking joker over here. Unless you're like a Kevin Hart type thing where you move into movies and stuff like that there. But there's something about being a comedian where you have to, you know, let on like you're fucking, I'm just a regular dude. So I don't feel like you come under that much fucking scrutiny. Unless you're not funny. And then people will be like, he's not funny. In fact, comedy is one of the few things where like people seem to be like personally offended if you're not funny. I've done gigs with mates of mine and people are like, hey, see that guy that was on first? And you're like, oh, yes, my good friend. He was fucking shit. What are you giving him gigs for? You should fucking tell him to fuck off, unfunny cunt. And you're like, okay, mate. There was 8 people on the comedy night. Maybe one person you didn't enjoy that much. Relax, you fucking weirdo. But anyway, Flack's dead. And here's the deal. We're in 2020. Everyone listens to fucking Blind Boy. Everyone's doing a fucking Headspace app every 10 fucking minutes. Every fart's end. Eight in, eight out. You know what I'm saying? ASMRI, whatever the fuck it's called. You know, and everyone's fully aware of everyone's all mental health out, man. Everyone's fucking mental health up to the dick. And then as soon as someone dies, slightly in an untimely fashion, you're like, oh, yep, they've killed themselves. And you know what I mean? They're like, such and such dies unexpectedly. Oh, yep, they've killed themselves. You know, no one even waits around to be like, oh, they had a weird heart issue and they just died out of nowhere. I swear to God, if Paul Walker had a fucking crashed his car this week, people would have been like, oh God, if only he had someone around to talk to and all. Here's the fucking number to Samaritans. If anybody feels like they want to talk. No, he actually died in a car. I'll not hear it. He died in a car. No, not at all. Listen, I've got a tattoo of a fucking, what was it people were getting? Like a safety pin or something? What the fuck were they getting? Did I make that up? People were getting like fucking, what were they getting? Let me see. What did I lean it? Oh, Jesus, I couldn't even hear myself there. Semicolon. Tattoo. Let me see. What was it supposed to mean? Tattoo. Meaning. Oh. Yeah, so people were getting that. You know what I mean? They were like, oh, getting a semicolon tattoo. It's a punctuation mark used as a message of affirmation and solidarity against suicide, depression, addiction, and other mental health issues. So, yeah, everyone's like, I've got to get a semicolon tattoo and everything. And, oh, my God. And there was a, you know, people are like, no, he actually just crashed his car. And like, no, he didn't. He didn't. Just putting this out there, if anybody needs to talk, you know, come and talk to me. No, he just fucking couldn't handle the speed of the car. I won't hear it. Is it a coincidence? Everyone just assumes you've killed yourself. You know what I mean? R.I.P. Granda Jared and all. He had a good run and everything. Oh my God, what a disgrace in this day and age. You think people would have someone to, you know, shift you. It's okay not to be okay. You gotta tell someone. No, he's 90. He's 91. He died. No, not at all. We're starting a group where you can come in and chat about your fucking feelings and blah, blah, blah. No, he's 91 like that of a heart attack. You say that. You say that, but do you think he wanted to die? Probably not. Well, you know what I mean? Was he depressed? He just sat in that chair all day? No, he couldn't walk. His fucking hips were dust. It's a wee bit too common, isn't it? This style dying at 91. You know, when you've no motivation, you don't want to do anything. No, it's kind of how your life winds down. Don't know about that. Sounds like he killed himself. But anyway, she killed herself. And, fucking grim. I mean, not that I'm in that world and or give a shit about, you know, that whole celebrity type thing. But, like, it is mad when, like, someone actually just killed themselves. And then people are like, oh, yeah. I forgot that that's an actual person. Just having to read all the fucking comments. It's funny because no one really takes shit seriously, do they? It's like everyone fucking slobbers away, fuck you, and then someone has a fist fight, and then after it they go, well, that was fucking stupid, wasn't it? Now that we've just revealed ourselves that we're both human. Very weird. Anyway, it's the dead old mafia, guys. Just be signed to each other, and no one act a cunt, or else you're out the fuck. See you later. Here we are. And then the other big story. This is the other big story. There was a video of this wee boy. And, where is he? Let me see. There's this wee boy, and he's from Australia, I think. And he's a little dwarf. And, what the fuck was his name? Alright, so this wee boy, there's a video of him with that, which is pretty fucking sad. And this is in Spanish, so this will be cool. Why? Anyway, there's this wee boy, and he's...
So I've just picked my son up from school, witnessed a bullying episode, rang the principal, and I want people to know, parents, educators, teachers, this is the effect that bullying has. This is what bullying does. So can you please educate your children, your families, your friends? Because all it takes...
So, I mean, it's very hard to watch, but yeah, there's this little kid with dwarfism, and someone's filming him in a car, and he's crying, and he's obviously been bullied for looking the way he does, and he's like, you know, get me a knife, I'm going to kill myself. Now, this is the issue with, you know, the internet and everything about modern day living, is... It is nearly set up for you to just don't want to kill yourself. Like, it's the way it goes, it's like you're overexposed to everything too quickly. Everybody has their own thing. All this shit's flying forward. No one's releasing fucking tension the way they should, whether it be physical activity, fucking hunting. No one's riding enough. Everyone's a fucking incel. Everyone's boiling over with fucking hatred. No one knows how to deal with it. And then the fucking, there's bullies and shit parents, and then he's bullying this wee kid because he looks different, even though in this day and age, you know, you'd think most people are fucking a lot more about tolerance and fucking acceptance and everything. And then you've got a fucking 9-year-old or something going like, oh yeah, get me a knife, I want to kill myself. the notion of being able to fucking kill yourself when you're 9 is insane. You know, maybe that's coming from the privileged fucking fat white boy. But like, to even understand that you can kill yourself and opt out of this fucking horrendous life. You know what I mean? You know, maybe I've just never had to fucking deal with it.
And you wonder why kids are killing themselves.
Fucking horrendous. But typical internet. You know, people see these things, and they're, I bet you someone's seen that, and they're like, man, I don't like the way these guys have got famous real quick. Let's try and get to the bottom of this. And there's like a load of photos of the kid, you know, holding money and posing with all these people and everything. And they're like, no, he has plenty of money. Stop raising money for them. You know, stop raising, as if no one was sending him money. I think it was Brad Williams, the comedian, who's that funny as fuck, was like raising money to send him to Disneyland or something. And there was all this conspiracy that he was actually an 18-year-old and trying to rake money in and all. And you're like, I don't know, what a strange way to fucking go about it. Like, very fucking strange. But yeah, pretty sad. And then, yeah, I mean, there's a video of him standing for dwarfism.
4 years old, and this little boy from Brisbane is a powerhouse. He's inspiring an amazing campaign to raise awareness about him. How does that affect his body?
Oh, that's an old clip.
Yeah, so Clayton was born with achondroplasia. It's the most common form of dwarfism.
That's definitely a baby there, playing with toys and shit.
Obviously, it's a bone dysplasia, so it's not expecting anything at all. All I wanted to do was share our journey to help raise much-needed dwarfism. Our favourite footy stars.
Surgery. Which you see, I don't know what the crack is here, but he's obviously a wee boy. This is obviously before the video of him being bullied went up. What I'm thinking now is, was there like, was he kind of a little bit famous, like a little bit well known? You know, was he kind of well known, and then were people just being like, there's this cunt off the telly, and you get a bit of jealousy and start slagging him? Either way, it's just like, nobody should fucking know who you are when you're like a kid. You know, was fucking Justin Bieber not on a thing saying like he had depression because his dopamine fucking things that fire were just like off the charts, you know, because he's in front of fucking hundreds of thousands of people performing and all, and he's just like, listen, see, once you've done that, sitting around the fucking house just doesn't really do it for you. And I'm no Justin Bieber, but I've experienced that, you know what I mean, with the likes of the SSE. And I know people go on tour and do fucking these things all the time, but for someone over here, that's quite a big deal. And you build it up in your head, and then you do it, and you're just like, okay. You know, you're so used to functioning full of fucking adrenaline. Boom, 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 boom. And then you're just sitting, like, your eyes kind of squinted in your house, and you're looking at your TV, but you're not really watching it. And you're just like, what am I doing? This is boring as fuck to me. I don't know, maybe that's a good thing. Maybe I'm one of those people where I'm like, maybe you just got to be fucking doing a lot of shit, you know, to try and stay fucking... Gotta get a lot of momentum, keep firing. But I don't know, very strange. But yeah, that wee kid. But here's the thing, you just gotta bring your kids up and be like, this is the main lesson. The main lesson is, don't be a fucking wee dick. Also, I mean, I think it's gotta start from the parent. You know, be nice to the kids and then be like, listen, things are gonna be a lot easier for you if you're nice to everybody. You know, doesn't matter if they're nice back. But if you're fucking polite, you know, and you can fucking, you're easygoing, you can, you don't have to take shit, but if you're nice and kind and generous and thoughtful and empathetic, you will, the doors in life will just fucking, your life will just be greenlit. You know what I mean? I've talked my way around some fucking, you know, rigid sets of rules. By just being super cute about it. Hey, I know this is kind of not the way to do it, but would it be cool if we did that? And they're like, yeah, sure, man, anything for you, big guy. And you're like, fucking thank you so much. Here's some chocolate. You know? Is this microphone cutting in and out, or am I just getting too close to it? Or is it cutting off after I speak? Who knows? We'll see what the quality's like after. Anyway, stop bullying dwarfs, guys. You know what I mean? They're busy enough. They're six mates doing a bunch of shit. Okay? Speaking of bullying, read that thing. Northern Irish men voted the ugliest men in... let me see. Where are we here? Northern... I mean, I think this is recycled. Northern Ireland. Ugliest... Northern Ireland and Republic men, ugliest in the world. For fuck's sake. Belfast Telegraph by Nick Brown. A website for so-called beautiful people has ranked males from the island of Ireland as the ugliest in the world. Just one of 20 Northern Ireland single males who applied to land their profiles on beautifulpeople.com or accepted, according to the website's latest statistics. New analysis of last year's nation-by-nation figures has also revealed that the Republic of Ireland and Poland are joint second to bottom on the list, with their 9% success rate. That's no consolation to our men, who at just 6% have been rated as the world's ugliest, and Los Angeles-based site's Chiefs, a stark contrast to the topping Swedes. Yeah, but the thing is, like, I mean, it's like the old... what do you call a guy, Doug Stanhope joke, where he's like, you know, he's doing a gig in Sweden or something. He's like, yous are all hot. Yous are all like, yous are all good looking, but I don't want to bang any of you. You know what I mean? And I totally get that. You know, you go across Europe, you're like, yeah, I know that you're like, you know, everyone's, all the girls are fucking 6'1" and slim and whatever, but it's like, where's all the dirt? You know what I mean? Where's all the dirty... to quote Billy Connolly, the fire-breathing hers, where is that? You know, you don't want the fucking high ponytail, you know, all blonde, no makeup, like, hello, I'm perfectly attractive. You know what I'm saying? Fuck that. Get some fucking bad fake tan feet around here, you know what I mean? Tits falling out all over the place. That's what we're talking about. You know, you put on bits and pieces and they go fucking bananas. Instead of these Europeans, like, no, it's okay, I just had one beer, it's okay, I will sit here. Nah, bro. Get the fucking nips out. Often it's a photo of the... Greg Hodgie runs a website, believes both Ulster and Irish fellas could shoot up the rankings if they smartened themselves up, made more effort with their appearance. Fact. I think men from the whole island... have let themselves down by the profile pictures they've been uploading with this. Often it's a photo of them inside a pub with their hand, with a pint in their hand, whereas Brazilian men will go to great efforts to make sure he looks tanned and toned, probably has a beach as a backdrop. Yeah, it's not this... You're talking about a guy in Rio who's had, like, literally a Brazilian wax on his dick, and he's, like, standing there, and he's like, hey, my brother, I do jiu-jitsu. You know, he does jiu-jitsu all day, and he's all fucking rugged, and what's the crack? And he's kind of mixed race, and he's brown and everything, and he's standing in Rio, like, hey, girls, what's the crack? You know? Of course you want to fuck that guy. What's the alternative? Comes in a pair of fucking Bermuda shorts and Donegal with fucking 10 of tenants in his hand. Well, mate, he's just fucking cracky, he is. Am I good looking? Please tell me I'm fucking good looking. I think it's probably very Irish to, like, shit on anybody trying. So that's probably why we're ugly as fuck, you know what I mean? I remember when I was younger, you'd run about the streets and you're like, oh, what are we doing on Sunday? I don't know, someone's going to fucking church or some bullshit. I'll see you after church, you know, and you're playing football on the street and your mate comes back and he's wearing a pair of jeans and you're like, bro... are you wearing jeans? You fucking queer! That's the sort of shit you were dealing with. Mate, what the fuck are you doing wearing... Like, you would literally be like... fuck off. You'd literally be like, are you wearing fucking boots with your jeans? Are you a fucking goth? Like, just people that know. You're a fucking grunger. Why? He's wearing a shirt. Fucking grunger. Just get slagging anybody that wasn't wearing a full tracksuit and a pair of, like, football shoes that you'd wear on AstroTurf. You know what I mean? Mate, he's wearing something that aren't a pair of Puma Kings with a fucking tongue folded over. Poof there! That's always the way. You know what I mean? It's like people get people trying to do anything with their lives over here. Fucking idiot. Oh, he's all dressed up. Oh, you know, you walk in the pub and you're wearing nice gear and everyone's like, ah, look at you, you fucking gimp. What are you doing? Ah, fucking state of you, mate. Where were you? A funeral. Ah, Gaylord. You earned your shirt. What are you fucking playing at? Someone does well for themselves, gets a fancy car. Look at this fucking wanker in an up-to-date safe car. Fucking stupid cunt. Know what I mean? If we weren't fixing our car all the fucking time and fucking talking about the price of tires, what the fuck would we even talk about? Fucking dick. Know what I mean? I think it's just the Irish thing, people just shitting on each other. Like, literally, if there was a guy from Ireland and he, you know, he worked out and he took care of himself, got a bit of a fucking suntan, was standing a pair of budgie smugglers on a beach on a holiday that he can afford because he's doing well for himself, people would literally just be like, what a fucking poser. Dickhead. But it is, I mean, it's a fucking stretch to compare guys from Ireland to any Brazilian. You know, the Brazilians, for example, like some of the fucking hottest people in the world. Oh, the Brazilians, you know, they look like they've, you know, got their fucking ass lifted. Like, I'm, right, here's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to type in Brazilian hot, oh shit, I keep hitting that, hot chicks, okay? Boom. There isn't a single human being in Ireland that looks like any of these women. Okay? No harm to yous. There's a girl there at a football match and they've just zoomed in on her like, oh yeah, she's here to support Brazil. You've never seen anyone hotter in your fucking life. You know what I'm saying? And in Brazil, she probably just fucking works in a cafe. Over here, she'd be like, you know, the face of everything. Influencer number one. And then this girl just had a thing with her arse out, with an arse like you couldn't fucking dream up in your head. And she's like, oh, I clean houses back in Brazil. I'm like a four in Brazil. Yuck. And Colin descends into staring at girls' holes. Welcome back to Colin stares at holes. What a strange evolutionary thing for you to look at the lumps surrounding the area that a human shits from and all of a sudden doinger. Isn't that crazy with dudes like, hey, let me look at your fat lumps that sandwich your shithole, boing. And I'm joking about it only to cover up the fact that I haven't stopped looking yet because sex pest. What's her name? What's her name? Something Lima or something? What the fuck's her name? Can't remember. Just let me check this. Let me check this one thing. Let me check this one. Russians. There's a bunch of Russians who get piped as well. I was watching the fucking the Winter Olympics one time and they were showing the curling. And I was like, turn this shit off. And then they had like the mixed doubles or whatever. And then this girl threw the thing. And I was like, turn this fucking shit. Hold on. Everyone leave the fucking room a second. Now you got a grip of it. I'm not watching this fucking shit. No phone in sick dog. I'm on for the fake one. I have fucking jizzing to do. I have to play this video. Now, what we're going to do is, do you know what? I was going to say one day. Today's the day, my man. The computer's attached to the new desk. Well, I can't do it. I'm not logged in. It's attached to the new desk via Bluetooth. This is how we do it. So yeah, Northern Irish men, ugly cunts, but I'll tell you what, make up for it. I think, not to ruin his joke, but Colin Murphy, Northern Irish comic legend, comedy legend, he told this joke about being in Australia or something. Was it him? I'm pretty sure it was. And he was running through... No, he said he was running through the sunlight, basically, to try and fucking get away from the sun, because he was in Australia. And he fucking went into this bar and saw this beautiful woman, like, sitting at the bar by herself. And he's like, who sits at the bar by herself? And then this other cunt came into the bar, and he's like, this guy was without a doubt, you know, Irish and ugly as fuck. But he was inside avoiding the sun as well. And he said he was just sitting there drinking the pint, looking over at him. And the guy turned around, typical fucking, you know, Irish guy, head like a fucking turnip, turns around, sees him, nods at him, and just looks at the girl and goes, I know. Which is so fuck. By the way, shout out to Nolan, because you worked so hard to lose that weight, and then overnight, back to fat, which is scary, because that's real eating problems. You know what I mean? Someone will get to the point where they go, listen, I've had enough. I've been fat my whole life. I really have to do something about it. And then they throw absolutely everything they have mentally and emotionally at this cause to lose weight. And then they get down and everyone goes, fair fucking play to you. And then they go, yeah, but you know, I'm a fat person deep down. And they went, no, but you've lost all the weight. And they go, yeah, but I'm probably just going to put it back on because I can't really help myself. And then they do. And I get it. Do you know what I mean? I fully get it, but it's sad as fuck. I need to lose.
Genuine anger you have, right?
Yeah.
You don't want going to disband. Okay? I speak to you.
I just like that bit with it.
Get unrewarded.
So does mine. Unbelievable. I've got two fucking breakfasts here. One's a fry and there's a soda. Soda's man. Fucking fries, man. Soda's man, kids. All fucking 19 of them. What age are you? 21. Oh. Soda's yours. Soda's fucking man. People, I love... The thing is, when anyone gets into an argument in Belfast, like, I fucking do this, and you fucking Emmons, and these loyalists, and don't have the fucking bloody blah, and the nationalists, and da-da-da-da, and you go, move away, because it's Belfast, and it's a toilet. You know? You're fighting over... it. You know what I mean? It's like when they have all those holy wars somewhere, and they're like, this place is belong to the fucking... it belongs to the people of whatever, Bethlehem's, and you're like, listen... there's sand everywhere. You know what I mean? Who gives a fuck about this place? You go somewhere else. What a load of shit. This is holy ground. Alright, bro. You're over here wiping your hole with your hand. Having a fucking rye. Fuck off. Unbelievable. Tell you what, nobody drinks more 7-Up Freeze than this guy. Free of sugar. Probably does something else weird to you. What else am I going to talk about? I need to get braces, guys. Isn't that weird? Because you look at me, and I made a weird noise there. And I'm, you know, my teeth are, they're brown, but they're perfectly aligned. And as a younger person, I was taking a drink out of a thing. You know, I was taking a drink out of a cup, and my sister threw a ball at my face, and the glass went, and it broke my tooth. And I got it fixed, and it fell off, and then it got it fixed again. It fell off, And then for a long time, I just had a chipped tooth, and it was chipped up the back, so it kept getting thinner. And then it would chip, and then I chipped that again, and then they fixed it, and then they had to fix the one beside it. They did the bonding or whatever it's called, and then I kept fucking chipping that. And I went in the other day because I chipped it, and I've just had a lifetime of eating bits of fucking tooth. And I went in there and I was like, listen, is there, you know, I keep coming in here, you keep fixing it. Is there another solution to this? And he goes, yeah, you probably, you need to see, we have a girl in here, does, you know, bonding, like, what do you call it? Like fucking super, what do you call it? Cosmetic bonding. And I was like, right, okay, let's see her. And then I get referred to this other girl and I go in and she goes, yeah, we're just going to test her. And if you go down there and there's three appointments and it costs 80 quid. And I was like, when did we discuss that you telling me that I need braces cost 80 quid? You tell me. Phone me up and say, listen, the chances are you probably need braces if we're to fix this problem. No 80 quid. 80 quid, like, it's like, for what? For you to, she basically was like, listen, I would give you cosmetic bonding, but your top teeth, when she measured the bite thing on something, she goes, when you come down, your bottom teeth are hitting the back of your teeth, the back of your front teeth, and she goes, you can feel it if you put your finger in the front of your tooth. When you bite down, that tooth moves forward, you can feel it moving a wee bit, it's pushing on it, and she goes, you just keep eating, and it keeps hitting it. So you keep eating and it keeps hitting it. And she goes, it's not really, you know, the stuff we put on your teeth shouldn't really break if you just eat a bit of toast. It's you fucking, you know, it's you fucking hitting it all day and then it weakens and then you bite something and it just eventually breaks. And I was like, right, okay, I believe you. I don't know anything about being a dentist. Okay. She goes, so what we do is we're going to put braces on you. And she goes, would this be a problem? It would affect your speech a wee bit. And I went, yes, I pretty much do just speak for my job. And she goes, okay, and what is it you do? And I said, I'm a comedian. She goes, are you? What do you do? And then you have to go down the whole route of going, yeah, I do stand-up and I run a comedy club and I fucking have a podcast and I do stand-up. And I'm like, where do you do anywhere I would know? Nah. Even though I felt like going, you fucking name it. Gallus has filled it out. 80 quid though. What am I? Kiltie? And she goes, right, okay, we're going to have to give you these fucking Invisalign jobs and like pull your teeth forward like a millimetre so that we can then do the cosmetic bonding. And then when you eat, you're not bashing them together. But it was one of those scenarios where she goes, now these are options you can go for. On the other hand, we could just do nothing. You know? You know, you could chip the bonding too. She's like, it's just like, we're going to have to deal with a certain amount of maintenance with regards to this chipped tooth. So we can either do fuck all, or you can go through this 6 month process that's going to cost you thousands of pounds to move your teeth forward a millimetre just so that you don't fucking bash your teeth together. And I'm like, don't give me that option. Because obviously I'm just going to go, nah, I'm all good. Because the teeth look grand. Sort of. Granted, they're small. But wouldn't it be some crack if I come in here full of rack of fucking metal braces just for no fucking reason? Call me if you got braces in for it. Well, I must move my teeth forward 1 millimeter because I keep clacking them together. Not once did you mention, like, are you eating sort of like most of your waking day the way a cow would? And I'd be like, yeah. Hence, fat bastard. Which needs to change too. Shout out to our boy Pete Campbell there in fucking Oma. Never met him, but we're internet friends. And he put up this thing. I don't know what book he'd read, but there's a lot of those like habit forming books. And he had this little thing that was like 21 days, a little chart with 21 days. And he'd made up a rule for himself that he was going to eat like fucking 20 or whatever, like 3 meals a day and he wouldn't eat past 7. And I went, that's a good thing because, you know, I went full no carbs at one point and I was doing very well. And then Maureen was in the hospital and then I had a baby. But I just was like, I got to eat. When, and instead of, I think I was going like so hardcore at something that when I let it up, I was just like, fuck it. Can't go back to that. It was so hardcore for like 6 weeks. Having said that, I did lose about fucking 20 pounds, which I'm pretty sure I've put on about 15 again. Fat cunt. Like I'm full. full fucking, you know, Nolan on it. So I was like, I'm going to try something like that, okay? I'm going to try something similar. I'm going to try and build a habit. And my rule was no processed food. Now, it's Monday today. I started it last Monday. And I've got a little chart here. 4 of the last 7 days, I was able to eat no processed foods. But I was being very strict to myself. So first 3 days in the bag. 4th day, I think we're in Belfast, and I took Maureen out to Belfast, and I had noodles, which I was like, that's a processed food. So I was being really strict, so I put a wee thumbs down for that day. And then the next day I had some fucking bread or some bullshit. And then the day after that I had everything. You know what I mean? A chippy. And I had I just ate a whole pile of shit. I was actually editing with our boy Dylan Osborne at Dill Takes Photos on the internet. Very entertaining Instagram to follow if you're into sort of photography, video, media, techie bollocks. But, you know, I was eating like shit that day. And then I ate like shit yesterday. But today, we're on track. You know, I've had a nice egg scramble. That's all I've really had. And I'll just wait. And I've got a pulled pork. It's unpulled yet. My pork is unpulled. But, you know, I'll eat some fucking meat later. Get some veg in with it. And we'll just chill. We'll just be like, that's it. Tick. Go to bed. Hungry. Wake up the next day. Cool. Another day of the back. What I'm thinking is, when I was doing the no carbs thing before, it was so strict. It was like, I'm not eating anything at all. And it was so hard to do that once the wheels come off, it's just not sustainable. Whereas this, I feel like I'm going, okay, there's a couple of days there with the thumbs down, like I didn't go the whole day without eating processed food. But I am being very strict on it. So say I'll get through this week, maybe I'll try and do 5 days this week. I'll try and do 7. And then the next week I'll try and do as many as I can. And it might get to the point where you go, okay, you had 21 days there. And for like 85, 90% of it, you did okay. You know, you did it properly. So I think it's that thing of like, you know, you can't be too hard on yourself if you slip it up one day. It's just like, what's the average over a fucking 3-week period? You know, were you hitting it like 90%? Because that kind of makes it okay. Realistically, doesn't it? So yeah, we'll fucking look into that. I don't know where I was going with that fucking point other than, yeah, fat bastard. You know what I mean? We've got to wrap this up soon. We're 47 minutes, guys. It was a big sporting weekend there. We had Ireland played England, and I was like, I don't have any Ireland gear. You know, it's Six Nations, let's get behind it. And I've said this before too, they were doing ads for women's rugby, and you're like, show it at the same time. Why don't they do the draw? Okay, and go like, okay, Ireland are playing England, and then the women's teams just do the same thing. Because you would watch it back to back. You know, just be like, the Six Nations are on, the women's games first, men's games after. You would watch it, I would watch it all. You know, you'd be like, right, show me where the, and I'm pretty sure the Ireland women's team are pretty good. You're like, I want to see that. But you're like, where the fuck do they show it? They're like, and the women's highlights will be on in 3 weeks at 10 to fucking whatever. 10 to 12 at night for 10 minutes. Just put it all on at the same time. I know it's like, you're probably like, oh, no one's going to watch it as much. They're not going to get as much coverage. But like, you got to start somewhere, for fuck's sake. Anyway. I don't know. Who the fuck knows? Anyway, there was a bit of fighting going on as well. And this, in fact, this goes back to the women's rugby thing. Leah McCourt was fighting in Dublin. She was headlining the Bellator card. And you're like, I'm trying to think who's a bigger MMA star from Northern Ireland than her. Like, I can't really think. But, you know, a lot of people know her name now. And I'm literally trying to think of, unless you were like really into fighting, who from Northern Ireland would be as big a name as her. She's definitely the biggest name. She headlined the fucking 3 Arena in Dublin at the fights. That's a big deal. And she won It looked like a tough fight. Initially, I was like, she is going to go in and beat the shit out of this old doll here. But sure enough, them Germans, tough, bro.
You know, and she was got a spot of bother, got fucking nearly armbarred and all that, got out of it. You know, had a lot of sweet takedowns, sweet judo throws. It was good shit. It's good to see. Nice bit of fights. And then, of course, the old Fury fight. I'm going to go out there and fight you. Which was very fucking impressive. And I did that thing where I was like, man, I've already seen the fight before. I'm not going to pay to watch this thing at 5 a.m. I'm just not going to do it, man. It's not going to be worth it. And then I actually had to watch it the next day. I had to download it illegally because the fight was fucking lethal. And it started off with the weigh-ins and stuff. And he wore a t-shirt when he was weighing in. Everyone was like, ah, fuck. He's ashamed of his body because he didn't lose enough weight or he's fat or whatever. Then I read this thing. Again, conspiracy theories online. His old trainer, Davies or what's his name, was like, because he wore the t-shirt, they were like pretending, or he thought maybe, that the t-shirt was like weighted so that when he stood on the scales, it looked like he was way heavier. And then Deontay Wilder would be like, oh, Jesus Christ, man, this guy is like fucking 25 pounds heavier than he was when I fought him last time. He's going to be slow as shit. And maybe when he took the t-shirt off, which might have had extra weight on it, they found out like, oh, no, he was actually coming in really in shape. And he's a lot quicker than we ever would have expected. But I watched the fight. He beat the shit out of him, man. And it just, you know, you're used to Tyson Fury like moving and fucking good job and, you know, being really fucking mobile. And he's great. I mean, he's unbelievable. The movement's unbelievable for someone that big. And he's an odd shape, but it works. Like wee head, giant body, long arms, twig legs, and he's just fucking, he can move all over the place. But when he hit him, he was like fucking like dropping him and hitting these big body shots and everything. And he looked class, like. And then he dropped him. But they think, I never watched any post-fight stuff, but, Deontay Wilder was like bleeding out of his ear. And they were like, we think that he might have a burst eardrum or something there. And you're like, I don't know what it was about that hearing that, where I was like, I went funny in my penis. When dudes hear things weird, they get like just tingles behind their nuts. They're like, why'd you get hit so hard in the side of the head, your eardrum bursts and then it's bleeding out. And then the side of his face started fucking swelling and all. He could have just had like really badly broken jaw high up there or whatever. But either way, gross. And you could tell like anytime Fury put his weight on him and let him up, he was fucking all over the place. You know, even if he hadn't been hit. Unless you get hit at the start of the fight and you just wobble the whole time. I'm not a fighter, as you could well imagine. You know, I got a photo with a guy the other day, and he went like this, and I went like this, and I went, never had a fight in my life. Hey, boys getting photos. Oh, why? I saw a video the other day, and it was of a crazy old man in a gym, and he had, you know the thing that you hold on, it's for like a lat, or like a trice. Like a tricep pull down sort of thing. Like, you pull it down your dick. Like, you know what I mean? And it's like a black rope with like two big rubber fucking ends on it. And this dude was like, like hitting it. And even he was guarding his face like this. If you can't see that, he was holding like his palm in the, like, you know, like you were talking down your wrist, like you're in the fucking special, like a CIA. He was holding his hand like that, going, just hitting it, pretending like he knew what he was doing in a gym. No one knows. There's how many people are in gyms and they don't know what the fuck they're doing at all? Like, I don't know a lot about fitness. People dither like fuck, you know? I'm going to go in here, what are you doing? Going to do 40 minutes on a cross trainer. For what? You know? Just sitting there, just scrunching your ball bag together. Now, fantastic bit of machinery. For me, back in the day when I absolutely mangled my knee, and I was just like, man, you got to get a sweat going, keep the fucking movement going in the knee without having any impact. Great stuff. But they regularly go in and be like, knock your pan in on a fucking cross trainer. Yeah. You know? Weird. People are dithering, man. You know, go in, put the pen in the fucking machine, do a bunch of these fake bench presses and be like, ooh, there we are. There's the pecs, man. I should write a fitness book. Shouldn't I write a fitness book? Fitness with Geddes? Fitness fucking dessert in my mouth? Mmm. Great times. What other shit have I got on there? It says live at the Apollo. I was going to do some slobbering about comedy, but I don't think I will. Just because I seen that lost voice guy. And I was like, you know, you don't want to fucking... You know, there's... It's terrible. It's terrible to pick holes in this sort of thing. Because, of course, he should be able to do stand-up. And he does. He just can't talk, you know what I mean? So he has the computer talk. Jokes that he's obviously written. But there is a fucking thing that happens in stand-up these days where, like... You know, there is a blatant... overlooking of legit talent to fulfill a diversity quota. He made jokes about it, this guy. You know, he's like, yeah, I know, I'm only here to fill quotas. But, you know, there is this thing where it's just, there's a lot of people that are fucking brilliant. I mean, it's gone full circle where people are like, you know, you might get some guy who is like, who happens to be white, happens to be married with a kid, happens to be whatever. And you're like, this guy's fucking brilliant, but why have I heard of, like, this other girl who seems to be on TV and everybody's watching it going, why is she on TV? She's fucking terrible. You know? There's a lot of that going on. There's a lot of well-known festivals where they're sort of like, they're just bulking out lineups with, you know, anything that's not a straight white male, and... I'm not saying straight white males are the funniest, but in a lot of cases, you know, there are people who are just like, well, there's too many straight white males, so I have to get in the queue behind someone who's not as good as me. And listen to my new audiobook coming out, Chauvinist Pig Nazi Boy, which, you know what I mean, it's a good read, it's a good listen, if anything, but... Like, I watched Mark Norman the other day, and I felt sick. It was so funny. You know, I was watching it, and I was like, that's what you get. When you do stand-up, and you see someone that you really fucking... You really appreciate, you're more just like, fuck. Why is he so goddamn good?
Precision is a thing of beauty.
Here's a picture. Here's a dick pic.
Comedy, huh? We're really doing it, folks. Yeah, good times. You guys are drinking.
Where's his boobs bit?
Back in the day and in Midtown, yeah. Although I gotta say, I haven't heard the word pussy yelled that much since that time I rollerbladed to high school.
Funny.
Yeah. If a woman gains weight, you just become a fat lady, right? If a guy gains weight...
This bit's great.
Like, ladies, you don't have to worry about that.
Hold on.
Yeah. You know what's weird about men? When men gain weight, we grow female body parts. Like, ladies, you don't have to worry about that, you know? Like, if a woman gains weight, you just become a fat lady, right? If a guy gains weight, we also become a fat lady. But you don't grow male body parts. Not like, yeah, I saw Tammy at the beach the other day. Whew, she had a set of balls on her. There were some perks of being a fat kid. You know, I'd go to a sleepover. My friends are like, what's it like to touch a boob? I'm like, you're in luck.
It's like if Seinfeld was actually funny. Isn't he? Anyway, we'll sign off. Colin's book, what have I been reading this week? I read that Tribe book, told us all about that, which was essentially Dead on Mafia in text form, don't be a cunt. And then I read that Wim Hof book, right? Which is fucking terrifying because, you know, I've got the app and all that shit. There's all, I mean, legit technique. I've used that breathing technique. You go in like, you do like 30 of these breaths, and then you fucking let it all out, and then you fucking suck it in, and then you let it all out again, and then you just let all the air out, and then you kind of hold it for as long as you can. And your body's like filled with fucking whatever, and it's all going all crazy, and then you're able to like slow your body, calm yourself down, it sort of centers itself again. I don't know what the fucking point of it is. I listened to the book. He's all talking about all sorts of shit and fucking inflammation and blah, blah. That
breathing technique is good if you're sort of like knackered and you need to, you know, if you've got to drive at night or something, you need to like fucking sharpen your fucking brain a wee bit. Problem is, I would need to do it, you know, every 5 minutes all day. The fucking amount I just walk around half drooling. But there was a bit where I was reading it and I was like, oh, now what they go into is like a lot of people through stress and like, you know, whatever, being a fat cunt, eating shit, sugar, caffeine, they spend most of their time all day breathing way too fast. So you're just sitting there and you're like, and while you're watching TV, and they're like, you know, a healthy person with like good cardio should be doing about 10 breaths a minute, where they're just like, you should be breathing like you're fast asleep kind of all the time, unless you're like sprinting. And we're saying how like the long-term effects of people who breathe too fast. So I've been very aware of it. You know what I mean? Anytime driving the car, I'm like just almost like counting my breath. Anytime like anytime where I have to be still, which usually I don't do well with, feeding the baby, I was like breathing and shit. And then he explained something and I went, this is me all over and why I should probably be snorting lines of fucking fentanyl. The guy goes, if you're breathing too fast, you know, it activates, what is it, like the sympathetic nervous system or something. So everything's kind of on edge a wee bit. Like your body, if you're breathing a wee bit too much, which is like anytime you're about to do stand-up, anytime you have to perform, anytime you have to fucking do anything, you're writing about stuff, you're whatever, you're like breathing too hard. And he's like, that activates your sympathetic thing. So you, like, you always think like you're kind of on edge. He's like, that's your body's accelerator, like just constantly going. And I went, hey, is this the fucking Wim Hof method, or is this Colin Geddes' life? Do you know what I mean? Just sitting there like, with a brick on the accelerator. That's me. Where's the volume at? Let's really start fucking snorting it, because it's so unfair. You know what I mean? It's so unfair that the only way I can feel relaxed is if I almost fucking kill myself in a gym. What's going on, bro? Meditation? Is that what we need? Chill out, bro. You know what I mean? I need a therapist. I would nearly go for the crack. I'm trying to write material about the time I went to the CBT guy and he basically laughed me out of the fucking room. Listen, I've met some cases in my time, but you're a fucking lunatic, Colin, so you can keep paying me fucking £70 an hour or you can fuck clean off, because who do I think I am, a dentist? Unbelievable. Anyway, let's get out of here now that we've done our therapy session. This new desk is great. Hopefully the sound quality's good. I'll keep you updated on the old office scenario. It just is requiring a lot more work than I first thought. But it's going to be worth it, and it's going to be a creative hub, and I'm going to be freed up because I'm going to have somebody else upload the podcasts, and it means I can just do them all the time, just pumping them out like I'm fucking Joe Rogan. Pump, 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 pump. Pump it up. And then, you know, I can have more chats and fucking videos. I've been editing a video there with our boy Dylan Osborne from Dill Takes Photos. It probably, if you're listening to this on Tuesday, will already be up, God willing. Which is a little behind the scenes video from the SSE, which is just a mashup. It was just, we had a lot of footage and it was just, how do we get it out there and do something cool with it? So Maureen made me aware of the Dirt Civil episode. That's Aaron McCann and Tim Gallagher's podcast. Tim, I actually had coffee with today. He put up a photo. He was in a fucking cafe. And I was like, what the fuck are you doing there, bro? I only live around the corner. And I went round and we slabbered about McCann for about an hour and a half. But they talked about being at the show and very kind words, you know. Thank you very much, guys. You know, thank you very much. They had Aaron had a lot of nice things to say, and I just thought as a concept it would be good if, because otherwise it's just going to be a load of footage being shown, and who gives a shit? Just backstage, who gives a fuck? But it'd be cool if, because he talked the whole way through the process, would it be cool to, like, you know, just have him say what he said and then also have footage accompanying the talking. I was like, oh, that's a great idea. So we tried it out, and sure enough, it looks great. And yeah, it'll be out probably by the time you're listening to this. It'll be on my Instagram, be on my YouTubes, my fucking YouTubes, be on the Facebook and everything. So even though Facebook's dead as all shit, I have a TikTok. What am I, fucking 50? Gonna start putting some clips on TikTok as well, because sure, fuck it, why not? You gotta just have it, you know what I mean? Every time it evolves, you're just like, I'll just get it anyway, even though it's a load of fucking 15-year-olds shaking their tits, and I'm probably gonna go to jail. Or someone's got a severe mental illness, and they're also on there. Yeah, the place, it's fucking wild. You know what I mean? It's the internet gone wild, but you gotta be on it. So yeah, that'll be up. So give that a watch. Let me know if you like it. Leave comments, man. That's all I want. You know, just leave. Just be like, yeah, this is nice. Fucking, yeah, whatever. Sometimes you put things up and you're like, I see it's got like 10,000 views, you know, in a couple of hours, but would it kill you to write something? You tag a friend, review the podcast, who gives a shit? But yeah, that's it. I'll keep you posted on the development of The Office. I'm very excited about it. I'm almost too fucking excited. You know, it's like, you're like gonna fucking spoil it for myself. I'm so excited. I just want to get in there and, do you know when you're like, I'm excited for the work I'm going to do? How crazy is that? I'm excited to be like, I can't wait for these just long days of writing stand-up and fucking writing shit on a whiteboard and whatever. And be able to leave the house and go to an office and do it. And then come back to the house and actually be able to fucking switch off when I come home. Instead of, you know, feeding my baby and going, you know, why the fuck has this not been done? It's going to be great times. And it's all supported by Patreon. And if you've been paying into Patreon already, much appreciated. You know, we're stepping it up with gear and everything. It's all good. Especially some of the costs of moving into a new office. We got a desk. You know, we'll get the electrician in. We'll get all that shit. So all the money from the Patreon is basically going back into trying to get better quality podcasts, more regular, and try and get them more of them out. So it's going to be class. And you will get fucking 4 extra ones a month, there's no doubt about that, maybe more. And what I'm going to do is, I'm just going to fucking dump them on you. So say, what date is it now? It's the fucking 24th. If we can get recording before the end of February, which I doubt because February's short, say, I'm just going to go for end of March, right? End of March will be good, Maureen will be finished her treatment, all that shit. I'm going to go, boom, right, if you're paying on the Patreon, Early April, first week of April, bang, you're going to get like 4 fucking podcasts, 4 to 6, there might be more, just dropped on you, and you can listen to them all at once on Patreon or at your leisure, and then the next month, boom, another dump of them. It's going to be fucking sweet, man. So erect right now. Anyway, I'll get out of here, 1:07. Yeah, well, just, there's going to be a little teething process of like switching over to the office and getting more stuff out, but it's coming. It's coming, guys. It is coming. We're coming everywhere. See you later. Cheers.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.